Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's July 8, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 6, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, I've often wondered about this. What happens to somebody that comes into the world to serve you, but then gets distracted by material things and refuses to do what they were supposed to do, just devotes themselves to the pleasures of life? How do you punish them when they return to the afterlife?
Oh, Laura, I do absolutely nothing. I do nothing at all to them, except desperately try to save many of them from the second death. Because when they realize what they have done, when they realize how they have failed the Father and not completed their mission, their despair and their grief become so great that they often flee into the darkness and refuse to see anyone or hear anyone until their grief wells up in them and it literally burns them up and destroys them in the second death. I hate it when this happens. It really, really disturbs me. I try to welcome those who have failed back to my kingdom and make them understand that we know the distractions of life as long as they did no evil and just lived lives and enjoyed their lives and did no wrong to others. It was perfectly all right if they failed their mission. But this very often does no good whatsoever. And they flee. They know my displeasure. They know I am hurt. And that alone is enough to destroy them. I do not intend for it to do so. I try to be understanding with them, but it just does no good. Many, many of them flee into the darkness and just succumb to the second death. It is hard. It is very, very hard. It is not something we want, but it is something that happens.
You shouldn't blame yourself, Nazarene. Everybody knows the risks they're taking when they enter into the material world. They know how tempting the ways of the flesh are. They're all volunteers. After all, heaven has no draft.
They're still my beloved, Alora.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. Nazarene, here's a question I bet a lot of people have. How did you officially become ruler of the kingdom of God when you ascended after the crucifixion? Did you simply walk into heaven and say, "Okay, I'm the Messiah, I'm taking over"? How did it happen?
Oh, no, Alora. Those in the kingdom of God would not allow such an occasion to pass by without great pomp and ceremony. About a month before the first anniversary of the crucifixion, great celebrations began. All the patriarchs of Israel began to tell their stories, and all the prophets began to tell their stories. And for a month there was dancing and celebration and great joy. And then, on the anniversary of the crucifixion, Moses led me into the Holy of Holies and up to Father Abraham's throne, and there declared that I was the Messiah, the chosen one, the blood shed for all of Israel, the sacred lamb. And he bestowed on me all of his power and all of his authority, and had me set upon Father Abraham's throne. And then Father Abraham took off his crown and put it upon my head, and said, "Behold, the ruler of all of Israel, the ruler of all of my descendants. I put upon him all my power, all my authority, all my glory. All that God has given to me, I give to him. I make him ruler over me. I make him my sovereign, my lord, and my king." And all there bowed down and cried, "Hail the King of Israel! Hail the King of all!" And from that moment on, I have been the ruler of the kingdom of God. Oh no, Alora, the people of the kingdom of God could not have such occasion pass without a great deal of celebration.
Wow, Nazarene, that must have been really beautiful. I've seen the Holy of Holies, and I know how your people love to decorate it with flowers and banners on special occasions. And I'm sure the people were singing, boy, you guys can throw a party, a whole one. But if there was an honor that was ever deserved, it was that one given you.
We'll be back again.